The New York Times once described Edward Tufte as the Leonardo da Vinci of data. Since 1993, thousands have attended his day-long seminars on information design. Now, that may sound like the driest of subjects, but with Tufte, it's anything but. NPR's Jeffrey Freimanwire went to find out how he does it.
To a statistician, information design can mean making graphs and diagrams that show data clearly and honestly. To a person who has to give business presentations, it means getting the point across without getting in the way. For Edward Tufte, it's also something more.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but I'm interested in truth and beauty.
The books Tufte has self-published are themselves beautiful. His most recent, in the works for the better part of a decade, has the title Beautiful Evidence. It's filled with hundreds of illustrations from the worlds of art and science, with historical maps and diagrams, contemporary charts and graphs. In one chapter alone, there's an 18th century depiction of how to do a contradance, a cross-section drawing of how a bird's wing works, and photographs from a 1940s instruction book for skiing, all to demonstrate that good design is timeless.
I'm trying very hard to make the point that I'm doing something associated with forever knowledge, and so that the things that I'm talking about can be illustrated by the works of Galileo or things involved in the space shuttle.
In a passage written in 1613, Galileo described the first observations ever of Saturn. Within a block of text, he drew word-size illustrations that showed the shape of the planet with its ring. Tufte uses that example as a way of showing that words, images, and numbers should work together on the same page, doing what each does best. Failing to get a message across in a presentation can sometimes have life or death consequences. Tufte says the engineers trying to convince NASA to scrub the Challenger launch had all the evidence they needed to make their case, but it was spread over so many pages with poorly designed charts, you just couldn't see it.
The loss of the Challenger and perhaps the loss of the Columbia can be attributed to the failure of high-level NASA officials to be alert, smart, analytical consumers of presentations that were messed up by the engineers.
Tufte has done consulting work for NASA, and his critique of the analysis of the Columbia accident was scathing. He's been an outspoken critic of PowerPoint presentations, saying they oversimplify and even stand in the way of communication. After a piece of foam broke off of the Columbia at launch, NASA asked Boeing for a risk assessment to see whether the foam might have damaged the ceramic tiles on the wing of the shuttle.
The Boeing Corporation prepared 3 PowerPoint presentations, a total of 28 slides. And here is the key slide. It says, review of test data indicates conservatism for tile penetration.
That would seem to indicate that there wasn't a big risk. But Tufte says at the very bottom of the slide, Boeing says that conservatism is based on lab tests that differed significantly from what actually happened to the shuttle.
Significantly, there's another one of those words. They use the word significantly 5 times in this one slide. How significantly? The piece of foam that came off and hit the Columbia was 1,920 cubic inches. What was the size of our test piece that we fired at the wing? 3 cubic inches. Would you say that a factor of 640-fold is significant?
Far too often, Tufte says, the bells and whistles of PowerPoint are used as a crutch by people who don't have anything to say.
If your words aren't truthful, the finest optically lettered space typography won't help. It's too late. And if your images aren't on point, making them dance in color in 3 dimensions won't help. It's too late.
Good morning.
Edward Tufte is taught at Yale and Princeton. His background was in statistics and political science, but he's carved a niche for himself as a guru and traveling teacher at his day-long seminars. When he gives his classes around the country, Tufte attracts a wide variety of people who deal with data, web designers, marketing analysts, and doctors, such as Norman Boyd, a cancer epidemiologist from Toronto.
The principles are very important, and obviously their application to any particular field is going to vary. But I mean, I'm sure everybody here is going to go away thinking about their data and how to show it in a way that they hadn't before.
Dr. Isaac Kahana is an associate professor of health sciences technology and pediatrics at Harvard Medical School. He's been a fan ever since reading an article that Tufte co-authored in the medical journal The Lancet.
And it was a very pithy article which showed how you could compress a lot of clinical information over a long period into a very compact representation.
Kahana adapted those methods for his own intensive care unit and also for a public health study analyzing a huge amount of raw medical data from New England hospitals looking for potential epidemics.
So that across these multiple hospital systems, we're able to see at a glance if there are any untoward trends in any of these measured syndromes.
In recent years, Edward Tufte has been promoting the use of what he calls spark lines, dense, word-sized line graphs that can show, in less than an inch, the last 100 readings of a patient's glucose, or a year's worth of stock activity, or the win-loss record of a baseball team. They're meant to be used within bodies of text, just as Galileo did with his drawings of Saturn. During his classes, Tufte talks about Galileo's book, The Starry Messenger, from 1610, and then takes out a first edition and walks it up and down the aisle.
Showing people, this is Galileo. This is where Galileo said that the Earth goes round the sun once a year. And this is the only place he said it. And there it is, and the audience just is totally wide-eyed. That's where he did it, right there, the only time.
Tufte says it's important that his own books are self-exemplifying, that is, that they present his argument for good design persuasively by example. In Beautiful Evidence, Tufte quotes the British typographer Eric Gill saying, "If you look after truth and goodness, beauty looks after herself."
And so we care about beauty, but beauty is the byproduct. Elegance is the byproduct of truth and goodness. And that's a bit grand, but these are the ideas I try to deal with in a very practical way in Beautiful Evidence.
Jeffrey Freiman-Wire, NPR News.